Welcome everybody, share number 1469. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Dave Bibar and Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe Rafu Shalem Rafol Avram Nisanel Ben Mashaliba. Getting back to the halachas of folding clothing on Shabbos. Okay, so we are trying to finish off a little bit here and there well, we finished Hachana, Bakipa Begadim. We're going through a little bit folding clothing on Shabbos, how that works. And some of those halachas. So the Sefer Nishma Shabbos brings out an interesting question. He says that they asked him a question. Somebody took out their clothing before Shabbos from the dryer. They took it out, they washed it, Shabbos took it out from the dryer, and there might have been in there some weekday clothing. It's not really clothing I need for Shabbos. So, fine. So, it's not a question of boirer. I'm not separating anything. I'm not, putting stuff here, putting it over there, separating the mixture. It's just a question. The problem is, so if it's like underwears or towels, okay, so that's one thing. But the possible in that machine, so he's saying in that machine, there's some clothing, for example. Sometimes a person has like cotton pants. There's some people bring their shirts to the dry cleaners, right? They have their shirts regular laundered, but some people wash their shirts. I know for many years we used to wash our shirts. But the problem is, if somebody takes it out of the dryer, and especially if it's hot and it just sits around like that, they get wrinkled, let's say during the week, right? For example, just stump like this. And it could get wrinkled, and a lot of times the wrinkles don't even come out, and mom's the thing could get ruined. It's gonna look like a shmata, as they say in English. So, a person takes out like cotton pants from a dryer during the week, take out a regular shirt, cotton shirt during the week. So people usually what they do is they take it out, they hang it up or whatever, they shake it out, hang it up. And it's not wet, it's dry, everything is dry, fine. So this is how people do it during the week. So the question is over here, he says that the Sefer Nishma Shabbos, he said that they asked him, somebody took the stuff out of the dryer, and there's some, cotton pants possibly, or some shirts where if they just leave it the way it is, right, they're not separating anything, they're not going, hanging it up and being masaderet, where's the question of bar, but if they just leave it the way it is, all wrinkled up, right, it was right before Shabbos, they didn't have a chance to, they shut down the dryer, pulled out the clothing, but right before Shabbos, they didn't have a chance to do anything. And if they're going to leave all those few shirts or the few pants or whatever it is that they had washed the way it is, mamish is going to sit there the whole Shabbos like that, all wrinkled up, it'll be a hefset, it's going to mamish ruin the clothing. The wrinkles could set in, and it's going to really look bad, and it's going to be very hard to work with the whole issue. And sometimes even long term, like I said, a lot of times these wrinkles might not come out, depending on the type of clothing. So he said, so they asked him. He said, could a person, would they be able to just fold up the clothing a little bit nicely and just leave it as is, whatever it's on the table, somewhere off to the side on the table in the bedroom, but they just don't want to leave it as is because, like we said, it's going to get all wrinkled. It's regular shirts and pants, cotton pants possibly, and it's might mamish just get ruined. So why didn't you do it before Shabbos? I took out the machine right before Shabbos, whatever the case is. It's Shabbos early weeks. So a lot of times in the early weeks, early Shabbosim, people, it gets tight. Friday is very short. Shabbos is 4:30, 5, 6, whatever. People come home from work, so they didn't have a chance, whatever. They just realize. So now it's Shabbos, and they just want to fold up a little bit the shirt, the pants. So what are they going to do? So you can't fold it on the line, right? Let's say the pants has a line somehow. Let's say cotton pants usually don't have a line, but let's say they do have a line, so you can't fold it on the line, right? We spoke about that. You're going to make a sharp line, but you're going to hang it up, so you're not hanging up. So what do they want to do? So shirts in general, usually they don't have a line, but I'm not going to fold it on a line. I'm just going to fold it off the line, just fold it up a little bit nicely off to the side so that it doesn't get all... mamish doesn't get ruined, the wrinkles don't set in, and so on. So that's what he says. He said that they asked him this question, and again, they got stuck Erev Shabbos, whoever it was who asked this question. Would they be allowed to, would it be mutter to, l'kapul kol bagodim Shabbos shaloi kikipulei? They're not going to fold it on the line. So why are they doing it in order that it just, mamish doesn't get all wrinkled up and ruined? So he says, so for Ulai, he says, Ulai, maybe this would be, we could say that this would be okay, and this would not be a problem of Hachana, because the person, again, they're not doing it to save time on Motzi Shabbos. Good, I'll do a Motzi Shabbos, no problem, but if I leave it till then, mamish, I could have a hefsed on these clothing. So he brings down at the end also,
that's mamish,
the clothing could get ruined. They'll set in the wrinkles and so on. So I want to just fold it up enough whereby, without separating them, without putting them away, just enough so that, and off the wrinkle, off the line, not on the line. It's not going to be a tikkun mana. There's no question over here of tikkun mana, right? There's no question of a real fixing. I'm folding it off the line. There's not really a question of hachana because I'm doing it for now. I'm not doing it to save time with the Shabbos. I plain and push it. If I leave it the way it is, they're going to get wrinkled. If it's underwear, towels, oh, so that's something else. So what? Towels, what's the problem if it has a wrinkle? It's not a big deal. Underwear, underpants, undershirts, these type of things. People are not, there's no questions of wrinkles over here. So if it's a little bit more wrinkled, a little less, it's not an issue. But outside clothing, somebody wears cotton pants, shirts, these type of things, and they wash it, so that mamsh could be a hefsid whereby it could get ruined from the creasing. So he says, l'chayre, that would be, there's room to be mekel, k'day l'hatzel mehefsed, in order to be matzel, the person should save themselves from a loss, l'choshev, hachana would not be a question possibly of hachana, but again, he brings down in parentheses that mamash, it should be a case in time, whereby if I leave it like that, it could be a hefsed legamre, that this thing could really get really ruined. So one, if the situation arises, you know, one has to be careful. Obviously, we want to put it across and give everybody should be have the understanding. You don't leave it for Shabbos. I got stuck. I came home late from work. Whatever the case is, the laundry, this, that, things come up. Erev Shabbos, Bahala, short weeks, whatever. So there would be room to be makel if it's a type of a clothing, like we said, shirt, pants, or whatever, that mamish could get ruined if we're going to leave it like that. And the Shaila Bachana, you know, hey, you're dealing with a hefsid, so that would be fine. I'm doing it for now, and just not to put it away, and of course to fold it off the line, and so on. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tov.